From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The Syrian government bears down on what is left of Aleppo. Syria opposition activists are reporting intense government bombing and gunfire of a number of neighborhoods that remain under rebel control in the city of Aleppo. They say clashes are underway today along the fast-moving front line. The opposition local coordination committee says government airstrikes and artillery hit at least six rebel-held neighborhoods in central and southeastern Aleppo. The opposition Piqua News Agency says the government dropped barrel bombs on Al-Sukari and Khalasan neighborhoods. Syrian troops and allied militiamen moved swiftly into rebel-held eastern Aleppo less than 2 weeks ago and are now in control of more than three-quarters of the besieged rebel enclave. And we're just in from Hamburg, Germany, that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he was hopeful about reaching an agreement with Russia over the Syrian city of Aleppo, but that he was still waiting for certain feedback and input. He said, "We're working on something here," he told reporters after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at an Organization for Security and Cooperation meeting in Hamburg. Asked if he was confident about a breakthrough, Kerry said he was not confident, but that he was hopeful. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that a potential U.S.-Russia deal to allow Syrian rebels to safely leave the agenda. Make sure you stay up on this, up to date on this story by checking voanews.com, and we will be following this moving story throughout the day here on the Voice of America, all platforms. This is VOA. With a little more than 6 weeks until his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has accelerated his cabinet selection process. This week, Trump, or his transition officials, announced his choices to head defense, environment, homeland security, and housing, as well as the U.S. ambassador to China. Some of his latest picks have sparked renewed controversy, as did his earlier ones. More from VOA's Latitza Hook.
Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma State Attorney General, known as a supporter of the fossil fuel industry, is expected to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt has been criticized for expressing skepticism about global warming, despite scientific evidence that human activity is contributing to climate change. Many consider his selection as controversial as the selection of neurosurgeon Ben Carson to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development, but Trump thinks differently.
I believe we're in the process of putting together one of the all-time great cabinets that has ever been assembled in our nation's history.
Slatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea's opposition-controlled parliament introduced an impeachment motion Thursday against President Park Geun-hye, setting up a likely vote Friday on whether to suspend her powers over a huge political scandal. The parliamentary official reported the motion to a plenary session, which means an impeachment vote must take place between 24 and 72 hours. Friday is the final day of the current parliamentary regular session. The motion needs two-thirds approval in the 300-seat single-chamber parliament to pass. Political observers say the opposition and anti-Park independents have 172 seats, and they appear to have secured enough support from ruling party dissenters to pass an impeachment. If the vote does pass, the country's constitutional court will have up to 180 days to determine whether to formally end Park's presidency. Pakistan is mourning the 47 victims of its deadliest plane crash in 4 years, including a famed rock star turned Muslim evangelist, as officials seek to pinpoint the cause of the disaster. Engine trouble was initially believed responsible, but many questions remain, stirring new worries about the safety record of money-losing state carrier Pakistani International Airlines. The ATR-42 aircraft involved in the crash had undergone regular maintenance, including an A-check certification in October, according to the airline's chairman, Mohammad Azam Saigol. He said, "I want to make it clear that it was a perfectly sound aircraft." The aircraft appeared to have suffered a failure in one of its two turboprop engines just before the crash, he added. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.